prioritizing equity. So now these funds, these hundreds of millions of dollars of funds, are going to be used for equity. And that's the progressive term that we have to watch out for, because there's never a ROI on, you know, achieving equity. There's no way you can financially sum it up. There's always more progress to be made, if you recall. So that means just more taxes and more tax dollars basically flushed down the drain on another government program and another government bureaucracy. And I honestly just was stunned to hear that now the Clark County commissioners are protecting illegal aliens and using our tax dollars from cannabis sales to do so.
That is incredible. And again, that's another reason why elections have consequences. The fact that we have no Republicans on that Clark County Commission, that has got to change, does it not?
Well, I would hope so, because right now we have a cabal. And, you know, Stavros Anthony, candidate for lieutenant governor, ran for commissioner, if you'll recall, lost by 10 votes. If you read the article, he said that the election was stolen from him, and many people agree with him. And we don't have one Republican commissioner at all in all of Clark County. And so if you want other voices, and if you at least want some sort of balance in the county, then yes, you need to vote Republican down the ballot, and folks need to pay attention away from Washington and in their own backyard into local politics. And that's county commissioners, that's judges, that's school board, etc.
Again, Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com from ReaganBabe.com. Let me just ask you, and it points out, I think more importantly, when you talk about down-ballot issues, down-ballot candidates, these are the ones that directly impact our lives. Is that not right?
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, it affects every time we walk out the door, every time we drive our car, every time we go to the strip, every time we sales taxes, et cetera. I mean, our whole entire life is overly managed by unelected and elected government bureaucrats. And county commissioners have an extraordinary amount of power. And so we need to basically balance that power by making sure that we have fair representation and that folks are getting involved and paying attention to local politics, city councils, for example, because, yes, they make the decisions that impact our everyday lives.
And this idea, this notion of diverting cannabis sales tax money in Clark County to helping illegals, to me, is just atrocious. And it's something that's got to be fixed somehow, some way. And the only way we can do that is to win in November.
Yes, and I want to read the response from TIC. I just found it for you. Clark County imposes a 3% gross revenue fee on cannabis sales in unincorporated Clark County. This tax brings in approximately $16 million a year. We have allocated the first $12 million for homeless programs, and last year we voted to allocate the rest to help people who have been adversely impacted by cannabis being illegal, including those facing deportation.
Wow.
I believe it was last summer we voted to give the immigration clinic, which Professor Kagan supervises, $500,000 over 2 years, $250,000 per year from this tax. So we've got $16 million from taxes of cannabis, $12 million go to homeless programs, and the other $4 million go to some sort of rectifying injustices in the name of equity. Do you have a balance sheet for that?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. To be continued. Megan, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. If folks want to check out thenevadaglobe.com, how do they do it?
Thenevadaglobe.com, and also on Twitter and Facebook.
And are you back with a newsletter, a weekly newsletter?
Not yet, because the something happened to my website in the last 2 weeks, and I can't access the back end, so we're working on it. We're actually going to just redo the whole entire site.
Wow, wow. Yes. I love it. And now that Elon Musk has bought Twitter, I'm assuming you're going to be back to tweeting?
I'm always tweeting. I've always used Twitter. It's kind of it's a necessary evil, so to speak, but this really gives me hope. You shouldn't have to pay billions of dollars for free speech, but this is where we are because of progressive democratic censorship.
$44 billion spent for that purpose. Hey, Megan, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again next week, darling.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. One of my favorites. Megan Barth, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Check it out every day. There's always something new there. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, we told you about the traffic woes, which are going to be taking place for the next several days on the Las Vegas Strip. So here's a reminder if you missed that. Remember, beginning tomorrow evening at 10 p.m., the strip in front of the Bellagio, Bally's, and a portion of Paris, Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard is going to be shut down to traffic for the NFL draft. Also, Flamingo from Las Vegas Boulevard out to Koval will also be closed. It's only for people who are involved in the draft. Also, Uber, Lyft, and taxis are going to be dropping off, and it's a half-mile walk. They're going to drop off near the Tuscany on Flamingo. Do keep that in mind.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NHL tonight, critical matchup for the Vegas Golden Knights on the road at Dallas. The Golden Knights on the playoff bubble. Right now, they're 3 points out of the final wild card berth that's occupied by Dallas. Nashville just ahead of the Stars with 94 points. Vegas with 3 games remaining, including tonight. All 3 games are on the road. If they lose in regulation, they'll be eliminated. Light day around baseball on Monday. The Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 4-0. Arizona held to just 3 hits. Walker Buehler with a complete game. 3-hitter, 10 strikeouts. Trey Turner with a pair of RBI. NBA tonight, the Suns host the Pelicans. The series tied at 2 games apiece. Elsewhere, the Grizzlies and T-Wolves battling game 5. They're tied at 2-2. The Heat can put it away at home tonight. They lead Atlanta 3-1. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with an extra 30% off special gifts from top designers just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more great gift ideas. Going on now at Macy's. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just about a half hour away from Adam Laxalt. He has had a big week in that U.S. Senate race. He had Ted Cruz in over the weekend. In fact, it's, I can't recall when a major political figure nationally spent not one day but 2 days in our state. And that is what happened with Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt had Ted Cruz in for a couple of days, one in northern Nevada, the other one down in Henderson. And there will be more. In fact, coming up tomorrow, it'll be Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and a possible GOP candidate for president. Ron DeSantis will be in town tomorrow for an appearance. Doors open at 4 o'clock at Stoney's Rockin' Country. It's just an amazing venue, and my guess is they'll have a couple of hundred folks or more there. And Ron DeSantis will be there, and so will Adam. And by the way, so will I. I'll be down there having some fun and getting a chance to size up Ron DeSantis. Now, everybody and their brother is talking about the Elon Musk purchase of Twitter. I'm not a big Twitter user. I use it for the show and for select other purposes. But this is a major, major deal. $44 billion is what's out there. Dave Portnoy, you know him from Barstool Sports. He's been banned from Twitter and from other services, other platforms. He was on with Tucker Carlson last night, and the reaction to Elon Musk and the purchase of Twitter. Listen to Dave Portnoy. This is Cut 2. Go.
You just want an even playing field. If somebody says something about you, you want the ability to respond. What I find happens, you know, there's people, I'll make up a name, Julia Hack. There's people like this, they'll throw shots at you, and when you respond on Twitter, they have an army of bots, people who say harassment, 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 and they get you banned. So they throw all the arrows, and if you respond in kind once or defend yourself, you get banned or you get in trouble. I think that is essentially what spurred this on for Elon, because he got muted, and he's just saying, hey, let's open the playing field, exchange of ideas. I don't think anybody's saying somebody should run around and be like, I want to kill your mom, I want to kill your mom, I want to kill your mom. No. But if you have an idea, a thought, you criticize, the other side is allowed to respond. But the good news is, he's the ultimate guy. He's the ultimate gangster. I've said a million times, I wish I could be him. If you don't like me, you don't like what's going on, I'm just going to buy you up and let it run. And he said something very key in a piece you played earlier. It's not about economics. So, I mean, how much of that's true? I'm not sure, because everything he touches is gold. But the major thing, whenever you look, why is one side all complaining and the other side isn't? That, to me, tells everything. Give people a level playing field. That's all anybody wants, the ability to speak back and debate points.
But why is that? I mean, what you've said is the definition of fairness. It's how we conduct sports and business at its best. Why is that such a threat when it takes place in the media?
Yeah, and I don't think there's an illusion of fairness, but there is no fairness going around. Right. You know, there's that account, Defiant L's, Business Insider. They had a tweet that said, you know, how great it was that Jeff Bezos was buying the Washington Post. You know, now they had a tweet that said this is the end of civilization because Elon Musk is buying Twitter. It just depends what you're looking for. But the key thing is, there is no fairness. Anybody who's paying attention, there's nothing fair. There's the illusion of fairness, and woe is me, we're trying to be fair. But anybody who's paid an ounce of attention knows each platform specifically leans certain ways. And you know what the craziest thing is? like Instagram or the Facebook or Zuckerberg, I feel like they censor 10x what Twitter does. They all do it, and they all lean certain ways. But there's nothing wrong with fairness, but you're an idiot if you think these are neutral platforms any more so than certain newspapers lean certain ways, or even Fox News or CNN. If you think those two are looking at every subject down the middle, well, your head is in the sand, and it's the same with Twitter.
Right. All you can ask for is clarity and giving other people the opportunity to respond. And that's what he's promising.
And if you literally listen to anything Elon has said, I don't know why anybody on either side would have a problem with it. He's literally saying he wants to play dead down the middle and wants 10% on both sides to be like, this is wrong. That's how he knows he's been doing right. I've never heard anything political about Elon. I think it boils down, you know what? As simple as it is, as stupid as it is, he's going to bring back Trump. I think that's a lot of what people are freaking out about.
Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports, he'll be back on Twitter. You can bet on that. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Labor's Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number NB4265, NML. S64367.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe, paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it
on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go on the limbo stick all around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Limbo lower now, limbo lower now, how low?
Oh, I love it. Our official theme song for the Biden administration. As the poll numbers come out, I mentioned that one number. 70% of Americans say the economy is either poor or fair. And there is more really bad polling information that is just out. And gentleman Jim Dallas has it.
Yeah, if the 2024 Democrat presidential primary were held today, Kevin, only 37% of the Democrats would vote for Biden. Now, in contrast, in Donald Trump's world, he would earn 58% of the Republican vote if the primary were held today. So there's a huge difference in the parties on who they want. Now, does that mean that maybe Pocahontas or somebody might throw their name in the hat for the 2024 election? You would assume that maybe Vice President Harris might try. But I think she's even more unpopular than he is. And, you know, I even have some people that are they're moderate. They're sort of Democrats, but they're not crazy stupid all the way to the left. And they don't even like Harris, so I don't think she really has a chance.
Yeah, I mean, even when Biden bottomed out at 37%, you had Kamala Harris at 28%.
Yeah,
I mean that's incredible. My question is, all of these numbers point back to inflation, and in this Yahoo News, YouGov poll, inflation is the number one issue facing America, according to the respondents in this poll. So as the inflation goes, so goes Joe Biden.
No doubt about it. I saw that 62% believe that Biden deserves some or great deal of blame for that inflation, which is happening now, because, hey, face it, you know, we all have to transport ourselves from point A to point B. And the first thing that the Biden did when he was in office was, hey, let's stop the Keystone Pipeline. Let's quit drilling on federal land. And let's do everything we can to make gas more expensive and try to push people into something they don't want, and that's electric vehicles. So, you know, that sort of thing is going to have some blowback. And, hey, they're finally seeing the blowback because they're running for election. But do you notice? I mean, both parties do this, but more Democrats than Republicans do. In an election year, they always seem to be a little more hands-on. I get that. I understand why. But why don't they just be a guy, be a gal, be a representative, and always be there for your people?
Yeah, I was looking at this poll, and this Yahoo News YouGov poll. I mean, some of the stuff is absolutely, I mean, it's telling you, it's reinforcing what we already know. By a 10-point margin, respondents believe that Biden deserves the most blame for inflation. If these numbers hold or are present on Election Day, it could mean really the doom for Democrats up and down the ballot.
Well, the facts are we've got too much money chasing too few goods, and that's basically why we have the inflation now. There's a lot of money out there because that's another thing that Biden did when he first came into office. It was around $2 trillion, and they were paying people to stay home. So people were staying home. They were saving their money. Now they've got it in their accounts. They're back to work. They still have all this money, but they go to the grocery store and the shelves are bare because it costs more money now to replace that item that is on the shelf than it did before all that money was just printed up and given to people.
Yeah, yeah. More with Gentleman Jim Dallas. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If he hadn't been bullied as a kid, Joey Gilbert would never have joined the boxing team on a dare in college. If he'd listened to the naysayers, he never would have learned the discipline and willpower necessary to become a 3-time national champion and 4-time All-American. And if he'd rested on his successes as a lawyer and businessman, he never would have heard the call to give back and run for governor. Nevada needs champions. Our schools, businesses, and families need people to stand up and fight for what's right. That's why my dad's running for governor. He'll fight for you the same way he fights for me.
Paid for by Nevada Homestead Pack.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Adam Laxalt coming up at the top of the hour. Stick around for that. He's got a big appearance tomorrow at Stoney's Rockin' Country in Town Square. 4 o'clock for doors open. So if you want to come out and get a chance to see not